This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelpeth. The European Parliament showing overwhelming support for pro-democracy protesters in Belarus Thursday. The legislative body voting that Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko should no longer be recognized as president starting in November when his term expires. European Parliament also said the EU should impose economic sanctions on the disputed leader. While the European Parliament's vote is not legally binding, it does carry political weight and it can influence how the EU invests in Belarus or grants financial support. Mass protests since the August election have posed the biggest threat yet to Lukashenko and his attempts to extend his 26-year rule. EU governments have yet to respond with sanctions. Firefighters continue to battle dangerous and deadly wildfires across three western U.S. states. The fires, so large and strong, they have produced a smoky haze that has drifted thousands of kilometers across the country and settled over New York City and Washington, D.C. Even Europe and Mexico are seeing some smoke from the blazes. The fires have been brought on by several weeks of record heat and dry wind that have destroyed about 1.8 million hectares of land across Oregon, Washington State, and California. A combined 35 people have been confirmed dead in the wildfires in the three states. Weather forecasters predict thunderstorms for Oregon Thursday and Friday, which could help firefighters contain the fires and clear the air of smoke that has blanketed the state since the blazes began. In California, the wildfires have killed at least 25 people and torched more than 4,200 homes and other buildings. This is VOA News. What was Hurricane Sally moved northeast through the United States Thursday, the storm leaving behind more than 500,000 residents in coastal areas of Alabama and Florida without power. Storm Sally made landfall Wednesday near Gulf Shores, Alabama, as a Category 2 storm. Reuters reports the storm is believed to have killed one person in Alabama. The coastal city of Pensacola, Florida, experienced up to 1.5 meters of flooding, and travel was cut by damaged roads and bridges. U.S. President Donald Trump is predicting a coronavirus vaccine could be ready in the coming weeks, something that contradicts the government's top health experts. The president has been promising warp speed in vaccine production and says the country is on track to distribute a safe and effective vaccine quickly. However, Dr. Robert Redfield, who heads the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said a vaccine can't be available on a widespread basis until next spring or summer. President Trump saying Wednesday, Redfield made a mistake in saying that. Sudanese authorities say 41 people have been arrested for possessing a large amount of explosives. The attorney general saying the suspects had enough explosives to destroy the capital, Khartoum. A Rapid Support Forces spokesman said an investigation into terrorist groups led to the arrests, and there is concern that some Sudanese people will turn to carrying out bombings. Japan's new prime minister appears to have a strong backing by the public. Kyoto News Agency citing results of its telephone poll Thursday, saying 66.4% of the public backed Yoshihide Suga's new government. Suga became Japan's first new prime minister in nearly 8 years Wednesday. He pledged to contain COVID-19 and push reforms after retaining about half of predecessor Shinzo Abe's cabinet. There has been speculation that Suga could take advantage of strong support indicated by media polls even before officially taking office to call a snap election soon to solidify his grip on power. Indian Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says New Delhi wants a peaceful resolution to its border dispute with China, but it's prepared for all contingencies to defend its sovereignty and territory. A military standoff between the two countries is now in its fifth month, with troops from both sides deployed in huge numbers in the high Himalayas in Ladakh, a strategic cold desert region that borders Tibet. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.